shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians, called to a higher level of understanding, will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over shortwave radio station WWCR on 4.840 megahertz, that's transmitter 3, and 3.215 megahertz, that's transmitter 1, and also over shortwave station WBCQ 7.490 megahertz. Both of those stations have internet links where you can go online and listen, or you can go directly to our website, kingidentity.com, KingIdentity.com. Go to our radio archives page. It should be the radio page. We do put all of our broadcasts on the archive page after they're played, but go to the radio page and you'll see a link for the Kingdom Concepts and for those radio stations. If you'd like to participate in tonight's program, our toll-free number is 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE. In this season of high moral and economic crime, when people go around in a daze and often spend far beyond their means, we need to ask ourselves, is Christmas truly Christian? And should Christians be observing this holiday? What are the origins of the celebration and of many other festivals that are promoted by the merchants who profit off of them? Our obedience to God's laws and precepts is much more important than man-made traditions, both large and small, and it's important to the blessings of this nation and individuals that we do obey His will. To help me answer some of these questions tonight and others, my guest for the program is the director of America's Promise, the son-in-law of the late Pastor Sheldon Emery. And I'd like to welcome back to the broadcast a man who hosted this program earlier for me in the year when I was in the hospital, Pastor Dave Barley. Welcome.
Welcome, Mike. It's good to be back on the program, and I just want to say blessings to you and your audience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I just want you to know that you do a very important work with this radio program. It's needed, and God bless you for your dedication and your service in doing this as you are doing it. It's a wonderful ministry. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being on and for those remarks, because you're part of the body and you've got a ministry there that's been very active in reaching our people over the years, and I appreciate that too.
Well, we're doing our best.
I grew up celebrating Christmas along with other church and man-made traditions, not realizing the origins and meanings. Is Jesus really the reason for the season, as some people say?
Well, you know, that's what they say. And I wonder, is that really true? Well, see, we have to start thinking and asking some questions. There's so much wrong about a lot of things in our world today. And if we could just go on and on with everything that's wrong. And our topic is we're going to focus mainly on this Christmas issue because, believe it or not, I think it has to do with in some ways, with the world condition that we are experiencing in America and in Europe, where our white Christian, Anglo-Israel brethren are gathered. But the scriptures, they speak about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's obvious. But nowhere in the scriptures did the disciples or the Christians celebrate his birth. What they did celebrate was his resurrection. And the shepherds out watching their flock by night. We always hear about that story. Well, that certainly couldn't have been in the month of December. It's far too cold. It was probably in the month of September sometime. But I have a lot to share and some very surprising things that I think are going to be somewhat of a shock to people that are listening to this broadcast. And it's going to take a while to develop it tonight, so I want to move as fast as I can, if it's okay with you, Mike.
Go ahead. That's what
you're
here for.
Well, the first thing I want to talk about and say a few things about is Thanksgiving. I believe that's pretty much a Christian holiday, has a Christian purpose, and there's a lot to cover in that, but that's not our main topic. But I am going to say a few things about it, because quite possibly America would be a much different nation today if its founding was not Anglo-Saxon, Israelitish, and Christian. Even with all the problems and clouds of corruption that America has today and what we are experiencing, we have to remember that America had a Christian covenant beginning. And by the way, on the topic of Christmas, I just want to mention real quick that our Pilgrim Puritan forefathers did not celebrate Christmas. In fact, they banned its celebration. Why? Because it was pagan. And I think that'll be very clear by the time this broadcast is completed. But about our Pilgrim forefathers, America's Mayflower Compact, it's a covenant. And it's a Christian covenant, and we've got to remember that, and we've got to cherish it, because believe it or not, we would not be half as blessed today if we did not have, and that covenant was not established on the shores of this blessed nation. And it was blessed, and that's what our Christian forefathers did, our Pilgrim forefathers did when they landed on this continent. They established this covenant, that compact, and they blessed this nation. But God's talking to his people today. And what's the main message that he wants us to understand? Well, it's basically this: learn not the ways of the heathen. It seems like most people are out trying to learn the ways of the heathen. And we're becoming more and more paganized in our nation today, and that's really sad. Christianity is actually being sucked out of our nation, out of Canada, out of England, Europe, Australia, even South Africa, and man, it's really sad what's going on with our Boer brethren over there, what the communists are doing, and the Jewish globalism that's taking place over there, and of course, it's happening here in our nation as well. But let's never lose sight of the fact that God's people, his covenant Anglo-Israel people, are being targeted and are purposely being corrupted. And one of the many ways that we are being actually corrupted is through pagan holidays. I know it sounds a little bit weird, but hang in there with me on this. And we're mainly, again, going to be talking about Christmas. But I must emphasize the fact that God wants his people to be holy, to live holy, to be his holy witness. And this means that we have to be Word of God directed and purposed. Our Puritan and Pilgrim forefathers, they were seekers of the kingdom of God. They were overcomers. Arriving on the coast of America here, there were no hotels, there were no Denny's, no civilization. They had to pray. They had to get hold of God Almighty. And they had to do what? They had to apply biblical principles. The Word of God led them and guided them. Are people being led by the Word today? Are today's Christians really seeking the kingdom of God? That's an important question. What are they doing? Where's the true light of Christianity in our nation? What's coming forth from the Judeo-Christian churches? Are people seeking Jesus Christ and worship him at Christmas time? Because that's our topic here. Are they cleansing their ways? Are they fleeing idolatry and purging their ways I don't think so. I want us to turn in, if you have your Bibles, to turn to Leviticus chapter 20. We'll start reading in verse 1, because I believe these verses are the key to our study here. Leviticus 20 and verse 1 says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, Whosoever be of the children of Israel, or the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed to Molech, shall surely be put to death. The people of that land shall stone him with stones." When you talk about purging, that's what we're reading about here. Verse 3, "And I will set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given his seed to Molech." See, I'm going to get into this a little bit later on in the program, but I'm just setting the stage and laying a foundation for everybody right now. It goes on to say, "to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name." Now, that really means his will, his plan, and his purposes. It's not saying Jesus, 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 profaning that, or Yahweh, 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 or whatever people may think. It's profaning his will, his plan, and his purposes, his holy purposes, his kingdom purposes. And God Almighty has, from the very beginning, it's always been about bringing his Israelite, Adamic Israel people into the kingdom. Verse 4, "If the people of the land do in any ways hide their eyes from the man, when he giveth his seed to Molech, and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and will cut him off and all that go a-whoring after him to commit whoredoms with Molech from among their people." Now, believe it or not, Red Santa or Christmas is not about Christ. I've got to get that point and stress that point to everybody. The name of Christ or Christmas is, it's actually lip service, a religious distraction, because Christmas is, I'm telling you folks, listen to me, it's about Molech and Molech worship. And again, later in this program, I'll explain what I just said. First of all, let me ask you, Mike, doesn't that sound interesting? Do you think a lot of people realize that or understand that about Christmas? I don't think so.
I don't think so now, but our pilgrim forefathers did, as you pointed out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's important. They were Christian. They weren't a bunch of pagans that landed on this shore. They were Christian. And it's interesting as we read on and here in these verses in Leviticus 20, listen to what verse 6 says. "And the soul that turneth after such," meaning familiar spirits, "and after wizards," it says. Interesting. "After wizards? And go a-whoring after them. I will set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among my people. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God." What's this verse saying? When it says to be holy, it's actually saying be separate. Come out from among them. Come out from paganization. Come out from this worldliness. Red Santa Claus is the Christmas spirit. Red Santa Claus is not Christian. Red Santa Claus is the red wizard of the season. I'm no some people that are celebrating Christmas, that just hits kind of hard right there. I'm telling you the truth. When this verse talks about wizards, think about Santa Claus. You know, they say he can charm you with his magic dust and his elves and all and his reindeer and on and on. The original Red Santa Claus, by the way, was Nimrod. And they're actually pictures of Nimrod, and he's holding an evergreen tree, and it portrays him with a white beard. He was the original Santa Claus, Nimrod. And the big elephant question in the room is Christmas really Christian, or is it pagan? You know, generally speaking, if the world loves something, It is most likely something that we should avoid then. When you think, people, in the Bible, the masses are pretty much wrong. It's not a good policy to follow the masses. I mean, think about it. Look at Noah and what he did. Noah's Ark, you know, the masses laughed at him and ridiculed him. They didn't laugh anymore once the rain started. Or Abraham, Moses, Joshua, Elijah, Daniel. Look at the sacrifices Daniel had to make, and the masses were against him again. There were just a small number of people. Look at Jesus and his disciples. You know, the things that they had to overcome, did they follow what was going on in the trends of the world of their day? Not at all. They separated themselves from the God Almighty. They wanted to be holy unto Him. And, you know, because God says to His people, He says, seek me with all your heart and your mind and your soul. Follow me. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. Are the masses really following Jesus today, or the vain traditions of man? That's the big question. Most people cannot stand on principle. They cannot stand alone. They're addicted to the ways of this world, are they not? They think that they have to have the crowd on their side. Right be damned, they say. Well, the scriptures tell us not to be like the world, but to come out of this world order or system. It says, choose you ye this day whom ye will serve, Baal or God Almighty. Just as Yahweh wanted his people to come out of Egypt and to get Egypt out of his Israelite people. And by the way, the scriptures say he doesn't change. I change not, the scriptures say. Well, he doesn't change. Who changes? Man in his ways. He keeps following and wanting to be like the other nations, wants to follow the traditions of man, etc. But he wants God Almighty, Yahweh, wants his people to come out of Baalism or Babylon. And the scriptures tell us in the book of Revelations, come out of Babylon and be not partakers of her sins. There's some things I want to say on that, but I've got to keep moving to really get this message completed for everybody here. And again, we're on this broadcast to talk about Christmas today, its origin, celebration, and so forth. Baal or Babylon's original purpose. It began, we could say, with the Tower of Babel. Essentially, this tower was to be used for creating a one-world government. Christmas actually follows a one-world government concept by seeking to unite all people into a pagan mindset. Now, this is not the only thing. It's not the only way in which they're doing this, but this is the subject matter. And I kid you not that this there is a brainwashing, a deception that's going on, sucking the people in to this merriment and celebration of Christmas. And people don't even know its origin. They don't even realize what they're doing. And most of the people don't even care if it has a pagan origin or not. In fact, if they heard it has a pagan origin, so much the better reason to celebrate.
Well, there's people all around the world that celebrate who don't even profess Christianity.
Absolutely. And we'll get into that, too, in just a second. But that's a very important a point to think about. Why are they doing it? Why are they celebrating Christmas? You see, they're using a carrot stick trap to, let's say, pervert true Christianity. In truth, most Christians do not celebrate Christmas. And you know why? Think about, you know, when I think about, you were talking earlier about, you know, you growing up and you were, you know, your family celebrated Christmas. Well, my family celebrated Christmas too. We put up the Christmas tree. We put Christmas presents under the tree. When we went to church, I went to the Baptist church way back in the 50s and the 60s. We had a big Christmas tree there, and people brought their gifts, and and all kinds of stuff, that ritual that people did under the Christmas tree. And the kids love it. Here's a question for everybody. It's not really a rocket scientist question, but why do kids love Christmas? They do so because what? They're getting gifts. Kids, for the most part, are not motivated by principle, are they? Kids are mostly motivated by self-gratification.
He doesn't get anything. Christ.
Yeah, that's right. You know, when it comes to gift giving and all of that, again, we talked about it earlier, nowhere in the scriptures can you find that the Christians or the disciples or anyone celebrated Christ's birth. It's not that it wasn't a blessed event or anything like that, but it was a, even back then, there was a pagan origin to it, and they knew and understood that there was a pagan origin to that time of year. It wasn't called Christmas, obviously. Nowhere is Christmas stated in the scriptures. But there was, way back in ancient times, there was this pagan celebration. And again, we're going to be getting into that in just a little bit here. But the kids, someone, and I wonder who, is using children to bolster this holiday and get people to celebrate this holiday. And is that a good gauge to use? Look, the kids are happy. The kids are full of merriment. The kids are enjoying this. Are kids a good barometer to use on whether to celebrate something or not? You know, I have grandkids. I had kids, and I had seven children. I have grandkids, and almost every time I go to pick up my grandkids, and I'm driving through town with them, they say, "Oh, Grandpa, would you stop at McDonald's?" Is McDonald's healthy food? They love sugar. They love treats, and they love toys. Excitement. Christmas is a package to subvert and pervert. The worship of Red Santa, and that's really what people are doing today. Or we could say, instead of Red Santa, we could say Red Satan. What? Red Satan? What do you mean? Well, just arrange the letters of Santa, the letters of Santa, and you get Satan. Same letters, but just to rearrange them. Red Satan. And what am I inferring by this? Well, we could infer that Santa certainly is no saint, but a devil, a Satan, a deceiver, who comes, as the scriptures warn us about, who comes as an angel of light to deceive. For most people, Red Santa Claus is part of their religion. The way they celebrate Santa Claus is about worship. But Santa Claus is as real or legitimate as the voting process in some counties in Florida. That's the truth. I want you, everybody, listen to these lyrics of the song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. This ought to get you. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty and nice. Because Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. Interesting. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Not Jesus is coming to town, but Santa Claus is coming to town. What does that song do? It teaches children, first of all, that Santa Claus is a God. He's the all-seeing eye, we could say. Again, he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. Also, when parents are teaching their children about Santa Claus, and they are, you'll take them to the mall, they'll have them sit on Santa's lap and write Santa a letter, tell them what they want for Christmas and all this. Parents are actually doing what? They're lying to their children about Santa Claus. And that's certainly not biblical. People ought to understand that very clearly, and they should abstain from that. They should separate from that. It's an ungodly thing to do, to lie to our children. And yet, people are encouraged to do that. Santa Claus is a myth. It's based on a lie. In fact, we've got to get this down. Santa Claus is an idol. And God Almighty, Yahweh says, put these idols away from you. And we wonder why we're having problems in our nation today. And this is just adding fuel to that fire. Also, introducing false god worship. It's paganizing our culture, I'm telling you. It's a very dangerous and serious thing. It's not a small matter. It's not something we just laugh about. It's just everybody's having fun. What's the harm? There's a lot of harm that's being done by that. And you were talking about Hollywood and the entertainers. You know, they're some of the most antichrist people on the planet, and they want to celebrate Christmas. Doesn't that tell you something? Because it's certainly not because they're Christian. It's because there is a worldly spirit about Christmas. That's why they're doing it. Now, I'm going to be getting into – what did you say, Mike?
I was going to say the only Christian holiday that's nationally celebrated is Thanksgiving. It's virtually
right. I agree.
Between Halloween, which is also pagan and promotes devils and everything, and then Christmas, those are the ones promoted. But Thanksgiving, a time when we thank our Heavenly Father and our own family and everything, that's basically ignored because they can't make money off of it.
Absolutely. There's a merchant spirit behind it. And I'll be glad, just to mention this real quick, obviously, when we get into the kingdom, because all that stuff is going to be purged away. It won't, and people will get to experience true liberty and freedom and happiness and joy, have a joy of the Lord in their heart. I can't wait for that day to come. What we're seeing right now, what we're experiencing right now, like you were mentioning with Easter and Halloween, and that's part of the subject matter that we're here to discuss today. These all have a pagan origin, and they're corrupting the minds and the hearts of the people, and we've got to come out of that. We've got to separate from that. But I want you to, everybody, listen to this bit of history that I'm going to be sharing with you now. William Sansom, his last name is spelled S-A-N-S-O-M, in his book, it's called A Book of Christmas. He states that human sacrifice originated during the winter solstice. And, of course, that falls around December 25th. He says the giving of presents, particularly candles and dolls, called Sigillaria, also derives from the incessant origin, get this, of human sacrifice at this time of year. Winter solstice traditions included giving dolls to children, and scholars believe that the term doll is derived from the word idol. Think about the word I-D-O-L, dole, I-dole. And I believe, and they believe, it specifically refers to dolls, or we could say clay images, that were placed under evergreen trees in the home. And this was meant to imitate the actual sacrifice of children under a grove of evergreen trees. Now, that upsets me. That is sick stuff that's going on here. Christmas origin. I'm telling you, folks, the origin of Christianity is evil. I mean, of Christmas. Christmas is pagan. It's about idolatry. It's about child sacrifice. The scriptures tell us in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 10, let's start reading in verse 1. Hear ye the word of the Lord. And God says unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord, learn not the ways of the heathen. And there, isn't that what people are doing today? We're learning the ways of the heathen. And it goes on to say, and be not dismayed at the signs of the heaven. I want y'all to remember that. We'll get into that in a little bit. For the heathen are dismayed at them. And that's what the heathen do. They worship these heavenly bodies up there, like the sun and moon and stars. Verse 3, for the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammer, that it move not. Now, folks, if that's not the Christmas tree and the image of the Christmas tree that's being talked about here, I'd like to know what is. Now, people are all the time trying to Christianize it, say, no, Christ is the tree, and we're doing it. Christ, my Christmas tree represents Christ to me, and that's what we're doing. God Almighty says, learn not the ways of the heathen. Do you think he's happy with this Christmas tree worship and putting the presents under the Christmas tree today? Not at all. And listen to this on the evergreen tree. The words green tree or evergreen tree are used 10 different times in the Bible in connection with idolatrous worship. And in 4 cases, with child sacrifice. Sun worship or Bel worship required firstborn children to be burned alive by passing through the fire of Moloch under a grove of evergreens. This is horrible stuff, but we've got to get it through our heads. What is the origin of Christmas? What's it all about? I'm telling you right here. I'm giving it to you. And so stop and think about the fact that pagans, they did what? They worshiped the sun. And firstborn children were sacrificed under green trees. This is specifically mentioned in the Bible. For instance, Isaiah 57, verse 5, quote, inflaming yourselves with idols under every green tree, slaying the children in the valleys under the cliffs of the rocks. You know, that enough should be said right there. Learn not the ways of the heathen, the scriptures say. And again, I want us to go back to Jeremiah chapter 10 that we just read earlier about this Christmas tree. And it says what? Thus saith the Lord, learn not the ways of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of the heaven. Well, what's that? What does that mean? Winter solstice, December 25th. You know, the heathen were dismayed at them, the scriptures say. That's what that means. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman, with an axe, they deck it with silver and gold, they fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. There's nothing holy about the Christmas tree, my friends. Nothing holy. If I could get people just to understand that alone and stop putting Christmas trees up in their house and decorating that Christmas tree, that would go a long way to correcting this problem. You know, the whole book of Jeremiah mentions the solstice god, which is Baal or Balaam. It's mentioned 13 times. And it's connected with sun worship. And Yahweh says again, learn not the ways of the heathen. And be not dismayed at the signs of the heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. Again, the signs of the heaven that he alludes to is December 25th, winter solstice. Sun worshippers were astronomers, and it was part of their religion. The winter solstice was fear-provoking to them, and that is how human sacrifice began. Fear-provoking. It reminds me of Judeo-Christians and how they do this with the doctrine of hell. Let me ask you, friends, can it be a coincidence that the scriptures directly place child sacrifice and the evergreen tree in the same context? People who want to say, yes, Christmas, well, it may have a pagan origin, but we have Christianized it, they'll say. They need to remember that it was a time of child sacrifice. And that can never be sanitized or made acceptable, ladies and gentlemen. Never. It can never be sanitized, and it can never be made acceptable. We have got to stop. We've got to come out of this pagan process. Christmas is Babylonian, and more people, the good news is, they're starting to learn the pagan origin of Christmas. In fact, every year, I see fewer and fewer people participating in Christmas. There are less and less homes with Christmas lights on them. And more people are growing tired of the commercialism and the debt. They're tired of the lies of Red Santa Claus, his reindeer, and the Christmas tree, and so forth. Now I have something important to share with everybody that a friend of mine sent me just the other day. And I really think this is important to share with everybody. It's about the poinsettia plants. It's a plant that you'll see in stores wherever you go, the poinsettia plants. And here's what he said. He said, "Hi, Dave. Hope you guys are doing well. I thought you might find this observation kind of interesting, especially this time of year. The poinsettia plants that you see all around us at the holiday time are not by nature red in color." I didn't know this. This is why this just kind of blew me away. He says, "In order for them to turn red, florists need to subject them to near total darkness for a long extended period of time, up to the selling season. And these periods of time, they'll range from 14 to 20 hours a day, and it can extend for 3, perhaps as much as 4 months, and are intentionally They intentionally short these plants of water. And there's a result that has it. The result is that the leaves of these plants are used. They'll start using what little life-sustaining chlorophyll that remains from this darkness in this process that they're creating here. And it changes the leaves to the bright red color that we see them today." He says, "The parallels to Christianity was amazing to me. You see, if you take a Christian believer and reduce his water, meaning the word of Christ, the word of God, the word of Yahweh, by subjecting him to continued darkness, he too will turn red." And almost, oh my God, wow. "He will adapt to the red Esau philosophies that are presented to him in order to survive. It's really pretty simple. Put us outside the divine inspiration of God's holy word and his holy purposes and watch us conform to the ways of Esau, Edom, and the world. We too soon become red," end of quote. And I want to tell you, everybody, when I read that, I thought, wow, in many ways, that's what Christmas celebration does to the hearts and the minds of the unsuspecting people. Red Christmas actually darkens the people's souls. It corrupts their minds and their hearts with darkness. It places a yearning in their heart for the things of this world. Through the darkness of paganism, men's hearts are turned to the red ways of red Esau. Mike, I find this I don't see anybody could listen to this information that I've shared tonight with them on Red Santa Claus and the origins of Christmas and continue to say, that's okay, it doesn't matter. What are you? I want to ask. Are you Christian? Don't you believe in Lord Jesus Christ? Don't you follow his word? Or are you following the vain traditions of men?
I was going to say, we can observe just at this time of the year that crime is much higher, and adultery and drunkenness and just everything evil is higher at this time of year. And they talk about the spirit of Christmas. It's not the Holy Spirit. It's the spirit of the world.
Absolutely. And the world is not, we'll call it the world, these Esau deceivers, Edomite deceivers, red Edomites, they're not stupid. And I think oftentimes we underestimate them. But they are cunning deceivers. And they know how to suck people in. They know, they're experts at deception. It's just like our money system today. I mean, people, I ask them a simple question on the Federal Reserve notes and this debt usury money system that is we have through the Federal Reserve, et cetera. I ask them about that and what their understanding of real money is. And that's what they actually think real money is all about. And of course, well, if it's real money, look at this $22 trillion debt that we're under today. What's it doing to us? Who owns it? How did they get us sucked into from what we were originally using was gold and silver for real money? And there were other things involved in it. I understand that also. But that's not what we used to use. And this banking system, that we're under today didn't come about till 1913 in that secret meeting, of course, you know, in Jekyll Island and the Morgans and the part of the Rothschilds were there and their representatives and Rockefellers and those types. They all had this secret private meeting. And what was that all about? What did that deception do to this nation? Well, what's the deception of Christmas doing to us today?
And well, I think it should be pointed out that there are counterfeits in every area that they touch.
They're master deceivers.
Edomite Jews, they falsely claim that they're the true Judah, the counterfeit fiat money system, the counterfeit pagan holidays, substituting true days that we are required to observe, and just every area they counterfeit it.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention here, you told me to please do that, but I did want to mention that we do have a book on this very subject matter that the late Pastor Sheldon Emery wrote. It's called Is Christmas Christian? I like that title. And you'll see on this in this book, you know, it has the picture of Nimrod, and he's holding the evergreen Christmas tree in his hand. He's also holding a reindeer, interestingly enough, and he has this white beard, and they're portraying him as a god. I tell you, people, just write us here at America's Promise Ministries. You can just look it up. Just type in America's, don't type in just America's Promise. Type in America's Promise Ministries, Post Office Box 157, 157, Sandpoint, Idaho, 83864, and ask for the free booklet, Is Christmas Christian? And we'll be happy to send it to you. I do want to mention, one thing, in this book here that I found interesting is that Pastor Remy quotes Billy Graham, and he's writing an article about Christmas, and people are asking him the question on, should we tell our children the truth about Christmas or should we lie to them? Basically, that's that question. And at least Billy Graham wrote back, and that's in this booklet, he wrote back and said, no, it's not scriptural, it's not biblical, it's not a good thing, it's a evil thing to lie to your children about Christmas. Tell them the truth. And when I read that, I said, well, that's a good thing, at least that Billy Graham did. I mean, he did some good things. I'll give him credit. But he also did some things that a lot of us aren't very happy about. But that's in this book, what he said, that article from Billy Graham. And so there's some interesting things in this book. And just, again, just type in America's Promise Ministries, and we'll get it to you.
I was going to say, you've been breaking up a little bit on the last few minutes of your phone. Why don't you repeat your address?
Okay, again, our address is America's Promise Ministries. You have to put ministries on there, otherwise you're going to get America's Promise and not that one world organization that is used by Colin Powell. We're not America's Promise. We're America's Promise Ministries. Post Office Box 157, Sandpoint, Idaho, 83864. And we'll send you free. This booklet by Pastor Sheldon Emery is Christmas Christian. Now, of course, as you were mentioning earlier, there are other holidays that are pagan as well, like you said, Halloween. I mean, that should be obvious to people. And then we come to Easter. What's Easter all about? Is it about the resurrection and wearing a white suit? My parents dressed me up in a white suit, and I went to church. And we when I got to the Baptist church, lo and behold, we had an Easter egg hunt. Is that about Christmas? I mean, is that Christian? No, it's pagan. It's about, first of all, I've got to say, a lot of people think that Easter is about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No, that's Passover. Passover is Christian. Easter is pagan. And they always seem to blend and mix them. They're good. The enemy is good at mixing. It confuses people. It's all about confusion. It's a Babylonian mind control process that they're always moving us into. People don't, you know, they're so busy with work and everything, they don't have time to, but they should take time to sit down and think about it. What's happening today? Try to figure things out. Ask questions. You know, I tell people all the time, it's not evil. It's not wrong to ask questions. Pray to God Almighty. Ask Him questions. And I believe He'll help you by the power of His Holy Spirit and give you truth. We'll do that. Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say that it's worshiping the pagan goddess of fertility, Ishtar, and all the symbolism, like the rabbits and the eggs and everything, go along with that fertility goddess worship. And also, you didn't mention Valentine's Day, but the arrows, the phallic symbol penetrating the heart, which is the female genitals, and it's all pagan.
It's
too.
Horrible stuff, yes.
Both pagan. We've got a phone call from Charleston, Illinois. You're on the air.
Hello, Charleston, Illinois.
Yes, hi, this is a good topic you guys brought up for this time of year, and I just got a quick comment. You mentioned there earlier that about the Federal Reserve banking system, and it is quite interesting. If I remember right, when that bill was voted on, they, with all the members of Congress that would vote against it, they went home for Christmas, for Christmas break. And
you're right, I forgot that.
And it just seems to me like, well, there, you know, there we go. We fell asleep at the switch, celebrating this paganism business, and you know, we wound up losing our entire monetary system, and we allowed the beast system to come here about 1930, and it's escalated to what it is now. And just one more comment, I might say, this year, watching the electric toilet this year, and I notice a lot of commercials on television. It seems to me like the merchants have been working overtime, because I'm seeing, like, QVC, they had Christmas in July. I'm seeing all these Christmas movies or whatever being advertised in July. It's like they keep moving the dates, quote, you know, almost all year round. You go into a Walmart somewhere, and I mean, it's like, as soon as the other pagan holiday, Halloween's over, they're already starting with Christmas. I mean, it's just, you know, it's like you get 6 months now. It just doesn't ever stop.
That's a very good point, good points that you're making there. And, of course, while you were talking there, I couldn't help but think about what they're doing to Thanksgiving and this, what do they call it, this black shopping spree, Black Friday shopping spree, that and it just seems to, it comes earlier and earlier, and it goes on and on and on. It really doesn't stop. Even when you get out of Christmas time, it doesn't stop. And who's pushing this? The red merchants. And they're not just doing it for gain, and they're not just doing it for commercialism, but they're doing it as a to keep people lulled into their mindset. And it's like the Pavlovian dog, and that it's a communistic way of entrapping God's people. The communists are great at, the Marxists are great at this. Another word for these people are Talmudists, Jewish. It's part of the Jewish religion, and they're practicing their religion on us, and we are their guinea pigs.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, I want to go back. Go ahead.
You know, I mean, it's around Christmas time, and most people are out here. It's credit card this, credit card that, and they'll jack that thing up with 20% interest and just spend their whole life away on junk. Basically, made in China, everything else, and that falls right under the globalist plan. That seems to be what they want. But, however, I'll get off here and let you guys continue on. So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Well, okay. Thank you for calling in. And, of course, like you were saying, Easter is a pagan holiday. It's the worship of Ashtaroth, the goddess of fertility. It's a fertility cult. And it goes back to Tammuz and his wife Ishtar. And people want to look that up, and it's part of the Canaanite religion, spring equinox, and I think it's on March 21st. And you know, here again, it's the worship of the sun, and the balance of light and darkness, and see, that's, they're giving us a hint here. They're always mixing good and evil. And the scriptures tell us, don't learn good and evil. In fact, in Revelations, he says what? I'll spew you out of my mouth if you're neither hot nor cold. And that's, there's a pharmakia, a form of sorcery. That's literally what pharmakia means, this sorcery. And they're enchanting the people with all of their sorceries, all this corruption, all this paganism. It's a part of corrupting our hearts and our souls and making us, in a way, useful idiots to these red Edomites and their system. And it's not just happening in America. Of course, it's happening especially among the Israelite people, the Anglo, white Anglo, Israelite people. It's especially happening among them because they're the ones that they want to bring captive. And they're using various things at their disposal in order to do this to us today, and it's a very sad thing.
Well, 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, come out from among them and be ye separate. I believe this is what the pilgrims intended and did to a certain extent. And it's exactly what we should be doing today to get the blessings of God.
Exactly. We need to turn off that boob tube, quit listening to what the these fake news people are telling us. I like what President Trump, how he calls them, what he calls them. We need to quit listening to them. We need to tune in to what God's holy word. We need to be a Bible reading, Bible believing, Bible teaching, Bible studying people. We need to hang around God's people. We need to assemble ourselves together, and we need to come out of all this Babylonian stuff. Once we learn about it, we need to be faithful Christian soldiers, and we need to come out of that, because that's a major way in which we will be healed, and our nation, America, will be healed, and God's blessings will flow if we will start separating ourselves from the enemy and the ways of the enemy.
Well, that's certainly a good place to end on, because we're out of time, and it's a very good thought, and I'd like to thank you for being on the program tonight.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message, and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.